Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Former President Donald Trump is returning to court in New York today for his criminal hush money trial. The judge will decide if Trump should be held in contempt over several social media posts. Prosecutors say Trump violated the judge's gag order that prohibits him from publicly attacking jurors and witnesses. The former publisher of the National Enquirer is expected to return to the witness stand. Protests against the war in Gaza have intensified on college campuses nationwide. Students have been arrested at Yale, Columbia, and NYU. Students at UC Berkeley and University of Michigan set up Gaza solidarity encampments. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
The students say they want universities to disclose and end investments in weapons technology and Israel. One organizer, Soida, requested her last name be withheld due to fear of retaliation.
This is our tuition dollars that are going to the death and displacement through both fast and slow violence in Gaza through the genocide right now and the slower displacement throughout occupied Palestine.
As graduation approaches, students say they are committed to continuing the protests. At a congressional hearing last week, Columbia President Manoush Shafiq condemned anti-Semitism. The organization Jewish Voices for Peace says at Columbia, more than a dozen of the students suspended for protesting are Jewish themselves. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
The Senate is expected to take up legislation as early as today that would force the video sharing app TikTok to be sold within a year or face a ban in the U.S. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the move is raising concerns over national security and free speech rights.
A bill that could lead to a ban on the popular app is likely to prompt legal challenges that argue the move is unconstitutional. But Sarah Krepps, a public policy professor at Cornell University, says TikTok and free speech advocates might have a hard time making their case.
I would be surprised that the courts would really challenge that, given that there are so many other cases where the national security risk has come into conflict with the First Amendment. And national security has won out.
TikTok's critics say it puts too much data and influence in the hands of the company's China-based owner. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The construction of a high-speed passenger rail line linking Los Angeles and Las Vegas is underway. Brightline West trains are designed to travel more than 180 miles an hour. That's faster than any rail line in the U.S. Vince Saavedra is with one of the unions involved.
I'm just excited and ready to put folks back to work. We got a lot of hungry families locally that are ready to get back to work.
The rail line could begin running in 2028. Brightline already operates trains on a line between Miami and Orlando. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.